The first ones are so funny. We sound like we're on NPR.
Yep.
Hello, my name is Matt Early, and we're here to podcast. And all right. Hello, oh, yeah. And welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 209.
This is a podcast where two drunken Harambes play retro games for your amusement. I am Harambe number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Harambe number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be controlling a junior Harambe, if you will, and a non-Harambe, but we're going to be playing two games this week. We're going to be playing Donkey Kong Jr. and Donkey Kong 3 on the NES, which should be pretty sweet.
Indeed.
But before we get to those games, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going fine.
Fine, okay, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know,
yeah.
Everything's just becoming the same. Everything's blending into each other.
It was,
you know, I've got schoolwork to keep me busy and whatnot, and starting in like a week and a half-ish or so, I think I'll actually be starting to go into school every now and then.
Oh, really? They're going to...
In very limited, like, small groups.
Ah, okay. Like,
our class is being divided into like three separate groups.
And you'll always be with the same group, right?
Yeah. Yep. So there will be one group of six and then two groups of five, because there's 16 people in my class.
Okay, and does that make you nervous?
No, okay. I'm okay with a small group like that. And that, I mean, that's the only thing that I will be going to and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, they're taking lots of precautions, and before even going in, there's like an app I need to download, and every day before going in, I have to answer the questionnaire, and then it will give me a green check mark, which I have to then show at the door before I go in the building, and then I think they shoot my forehead with a temperature scanner thing.
Yep. We have at my work, we've now laid out a plan to get the staff back in the office, and it's all that stuff. We have a whole list of questions you have to answer every single day. It's the same stuff. There's only seven full-time staff members, you know, so it's not a ton of people, but we bought everybody, a thermometer for their desk and a thermometer to have at home. If you didn't already have one, cause I don't have a thermometer, you know, like, I don't know. But work is buying me one, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. There's like a whole bunch of stuff we're doing, you know, and like staggered schedules. So like only a few people are in the building at a time. And I don't know. It's crazy. This world we live in is nuts.
Yeah.
Like I'm fully expecting in July, like the aliens to land, you know, like.
Well, I mean, it's June now, like, and some new shit's supposed to happen this month. Well,
every month
something drastic happens.
I know. I was talking with a friend. They basically said, like, the way 2020 has gone is whatever happens at the end of the month is what you're going to be dealing with for the next month. So like, first it was COVID, you know, and now we were dealing with that for a month or two. And then, at least in Minneapolis, it was the civil unrest, you know, and now we have to deal with that. So, like, what's going to happen at the end of June that we'll have to deal with in July? My guess is aliens.
I mean, I have seen a few headlines of reports of, like, that they're detecting high frequency, like radio waves coming from space or something from a far off planet or something.
No way. Yeah. No way. I did not read that. That is cool.
So aliens is not out of
the question. It's not out of the question. I mean, like, people keep saying, like, what, how could this get any worse? And like, don't say that because it could get worse. You know, like, we could have an Independence Day situation on our hands here.
Yeah. We just watched that not too long ago.
Great fucking movie. Great.
Abby had never seen it.
Welcome to Earth.
So we had to.
She had never seen Independence Day?
She had never seen Independence Day.
I remember, I'm going to tell a little story here. I remember, I think that movie came out when I was like in fourth grade or something. And my neighbor, who I was friends with, was going to see it with his mom and they took me along, but I had never even seen a preview or even heard about it. And it was called Independence Day. I thought it was like, I thought the movie was about like the Civil War or something, you know, like, I really had no idea. Yeah, well, what
that has nothing to do with Independence.
No. Well, I know, but the I don't
Revolutionary
know.
Revolutionary War, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. I, you know, I just, I was a little kid, Drake. I didn't really know what I was talking about, but,
learn your history.
Okay. But my mind was absolutely blown when I watched Independence Day. I had never seen anything that cool in my entire life. Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
It is. Fucking Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, crushing it.
Hell yeah. Bill Pullman giving one of the best motivational speeches of all time.
It might be the greatest monologue in any movie of all. Yeah. You know, like, it's so good.
I would vote for Bill Pullman's character. For president,
for actual president, as would I. It would be way better than what we got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Let's see.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'll be honest. Isolation is getting to me. You know, I live by myself, and I could use a roommate or a pet or something. You know, something to talk to. I don't know. I'm okay. I'm ready for this to be done.
Yeah.
But you know, overall good. So,
That's good.
But tell
me, obviously feel free to, you know, hit me up anytime you need.
Well, I know. And it's not like I don't have friends to call or anything, you know, like obviously you and there's plenty others, but it's just, it's different having somebody like next to you, you know, like, I don't know.
No doubt.
Yeah. I'm like really kicking myself. Like, you know, the last few years I just have for whatever reason, just haven't been super motivated to like find a girlfriend, you know, and like, I should have been a little bit more proactive about that, but oh, well, tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
Just a little bit. I actually restarted Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh, nice.
This week.
Awesome.
But I don't know if I'm going to
go the
going.
Distance. You're not going to go the distance?
It's such a big, daunting game.
Does it?
To replay.
Is this only?
This would be my second time.
Your second time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I just don't know that it is a game I really feel like replaying again.
Interesting.
You know, I like did everything. I mean, obviously, I didn't find all the Korok seeds or whatever.
Well,
I did, like, I believe I did every side quest in the game and got all the shrines. And
yeah, I did all that too. And like, so I also want to replay it, but I need to wait at least another year or two, I think.
Yeah,
so
it's not really doing it for me.
No, okay.
The second time. I mean, it's a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of obviously great aspects to the game and everything, but even as great as it is, there's so much room for improvement that I'm excited for the sequel.
Yeah. I think the sequel is going to be super cool. I mean,
I really hope they make a lot of improvements, just make the world even
bigger.
Well, not even bigger, just make it, I don't know. I feel like so much of it
more
is
populated.
So
yeah. Like more stuff in there.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, just based on that one trailer or whatever that's out for Breath of the Wild 2, the reveal trailer or whatever,
yeah.
Like it would seem to me that I think they're going to use the same world, the same overworld, and then, but now we can go underneath, you know, like caves or something, which opens it up even more, but maybe the caves will be more linear. Like, I don't know, but. Yeah. I'm also kind of hoping for more standard dungeons.
That's what I want too. I want a little bit. I want still the big kind of open world and go where you want, do what you want, but maybe also with some standard
Zelda stuff.
Style,
you know,
dungeons.
You need an
maybe
item.
Maybe that you can do them in any order.
Right. But well, maybe not though, because I do love the, like, you know, you can't pass this dungeon without the hookshot, you know, and you get the hookshot in that dungeon, you know, like, or whatever the weapon is or item, but
maybe even kind of combine it into almost a Metroidvania sort of 3D thing where like, maybe you, you have to go into this one dungeon and you can go so far and you get this one item and then you can
you gotta go you back out that
dungeon. Then you go back to another one. Now you can go progress a certain distance into here. And eventually then you get the item that you need to progress further in the first dungeon.
Yeah. That'd be
kind of a step-by-step progression dungeon wise.
That would be kind of cool. I don't know, but, not really doing it for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously it's, like I said, I mean, it's a fantastic game.
It's a masterpiece. It really is.
It's great. It's just, yeah. And going back to the very beginning and stuff, playing it, I was just like, whew. Fucking these weapons, man.
Oh, they just break constantly.
Sometimes you can't even kill, like, you come into a fight with three of the, like, most basic, you know,
goblins or guys
or whatever.
What are they called? Bow goblins? Bow goblins?
Yeah. And you can't even kill, like, two of them.
Right. Without your weapon breaking.
Before it fucking breaks.
Yeah. I did learn, actually, just today, I was reading on Reddit that there is a way to tell if you look at your inventory. It's like not super user friendly, but there is a way to tell if your weapons are about to break. Like they
kind of flash red when they're about to break.
Like when they have three hits left or four or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess what you're supposed to do is like if you pay attention to when they're going to break, you know, you do one hit, and then instead of doing the last hit, you throw it because you get double damage. And it's because it's going to break anyway. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought that was cool. Like, people are still giving tips for Breath of the Wild. Cool. Well, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try to find something else to play, I think, this week. But
well, can I make a recommendation to you?
What you're playing?
Yeah. I have been playing Dragon Quest XI, which modern RPGs scare the crap out of me because I don't want to watch a movie. You know,
right.
That is not what I want to do when I play a game. I get that a lot of people love that, but that is not my jam. Dragon Quest XI is a freaking amazing game, especially for a guy like me. There's a demo. So Revelers, if you have a Switch and want to play it, there's a demo that is like at least 6 hours long. It's like 6-7 hours long or something. It's a good size demo. And so I started playing the demo just to see if I would like it. And I loved it. And I bought it, which it's on sale right now. By the time this episode comes out, it won't be, but apparently it never goes on sale. So I bought it for $40, which is pretty sweet. But I'm loving it because, and here's what I've discovered by playing Dragon Quest XI is that, I don't mind, a cutscene as long as I'm doing something in the cutscene. Like with Dragon Quest XI, it's cool because you can set it up however you want. You can set it up so that it just automatically plays the cutscenes, or you can set it up so there's a text box and you have to press A to advance it, you know? And like, I like pressing A to advance it. It makes me feel like I'm doing something, you know? And so that has like kept me engaged. Like it's really cool. And you can also play the game in regular modern 3D graphics or in 2D top down old school 16-bit graphics. Like,
wait, really?
Yeah, you can play the whole game that way. It's awesome.
That must be, I think that's new for the Switch version then.
Is it? Oh, I
don't think that was in the original PlayStation 4 version.
Oh, well, it is in the Switch version for sure, and it's cool. I like playing the 3D better. But it's kind of fun to switch to the 2D from time to time, just to dick around, I guess. And like grinding, I like to do it, but you can set, it's cool. You can like, and maybe this is a thing with RPGs now and I just don't know, but like at first I was battling and so it's me. And then I have my first companion with me now. And like when we were battling, like I would choose attack, you know, or I could choose what I want to do, but like the other guy would just fight every time. But that's because there's tactics that you can do. And you basically tell that computer player, you know, how to behave during a battle. But you can also just have it on you choose, which is like an old school RPG. And that's what I love. That's the way I want to play.
Oh yeah.
I didn't, it took me about 6 hours to figure that out, but, but I did, and I'm having a blast with it. Honestly, I think I'm actually right now just about where the demo would end. But I'm actually not sure, but I did buy it. I don't know. I'm having a blast with it. Dragon Quest XI. I would recommend it, Drake. You might like it. I don't know. I don't know. It feels very old school RPG ish to me.
Yeah.
Because it's Dragon Quest, you know, but,
right. I've been tempted to look at it or to get it, but we'll see. I don't know that I'm in the mood for a like 100 hour.
Yeah,
RPG right now.
I looked it up earlier today, like what is the length of the game, and it said 120 hours, and I was like, what? But that's like if you do absolutely everything. Like an average playthrough, they said is about 80-85 hours. So
yeah,
but still that's long. That's a long game. But
that's a big game.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm having fun. Also, I just want to mention something cool that happened to me this week. I played the best Smash Brothers player of all time in Smash Brothers this week, which was super cool. Shout out to Mewtwo King. I'm sure Mewtwo King listens to this podcast.
Obviously, of course.
But Mewtwo King is widely regarded as probably the number one Smash player of all time. You know, there's arguments to be made for other folks too, but
does he play as Mewtwo?
No. In fact, even he's mainly known for Melee on GameCube. But even in that didn't play Mewtwo. Like, you know, he just had this name and then got really good. And like, that was the name he had. And so it stuck, you know, like he talks about how he kind of wishes Mewtwo King wasn't his name anymore, but it's too late for him, you know, like that's
right.
That's who he is. But I played him in Smash. I randomly matched up with him in one of the online tournaments, which, you know, there's no stakes there at all. It's just two stock, you know, garbage play basically. But so like Mewtwo King popped up. And it said I was playing Mewtwo King, and I was like, there's no way that is the actual Mewtwo King. Like, somebody just made their name Mewtwo King. But then I got wrecked, I'll tell you that much. I got him to about 150%, and like one more good hit would have killed him. I should have killed him before that. 150 is high, but he's, you know, super fucking good. And so one more good hit, and I would have at least taken a stock from him, but I didn't. I don't know. I got wrecked. But then I was like, well, maybe he's streaming right now. And I went on Twitch, and sure enough, he was streaming, and he was playing Crom, and I was playing my Ness, and I went on his stream, and sure enough, he's playing Crom at the time, and I was the last match he played. I don't know. It was really cool. Like, I got to play a pro, which was fun for me. It was nothing to him, you know, on his stream.
Right.
He made one comment. He made one comment about, he killed me. The first time he killed me, I went off stage and my DI was bad. If you play Smash, you might know about DI. It's directional influence. You have to, like, if you get knocked, you hold your stick basically in the opposite direction to make you not go as far. But I didn't do that. And the only comment he made in our whole match, he killed me once and he went, ugh, gross. Because my DI was bad. So, but I don't know. I was super happy to play a pro. It was cool. And you know, that's probably the only time that'll ever happen, but it was fun. Anyway, Drake, this week we are playing, what are we playing?
Donkey Kong Jr. and Donkey Kong 3.
Yes. On the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, we might as well.
Oh shit.
Uh oh. What is happening?
Nothing. We're good. I keep not having because I got so many windows open.
Oh, you're sat the sound
effects. I keep not having it open, and then I hit the sound effects button, but like it's in the recording app, you know. So like,
yeah.
It told me cancel
the recording.
No, I didn't. We're okay. We're okay. But there we go. Let's move down the pipe to our three questions. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's come across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Only one way to find out.
Here we go. Three questions. Donkey Kong Jr. and Donkey Kong 3. Actually, just Donkey Kong Jr., though, because there's, I couldn't find any good information about Donkey Kong 3. So, and these questions are so-so. So, here we go. Question number one. In Donkey Kong Jr., what is unique to this game only about the appearance of Mario?
It's like the only time he's ever portrayed as the antagonist of a Mario of a game.
You got your coins, Drake. You got your coins. That is correct. It's the only game ever to feature Mario as the villain.
Which isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he not the villain in like Wario Land?
No. No. In Wario Land, you are trying. Well, he's. Yeah, he messes you up, I guess, in Wario Land. Yeah,
I mean, I guess, like...
The thing is, in Wario Land...
Like, Wario's still a bad guy.
He's still the villain in that. But. That's, yeah, like, Mario's still good, and you're just controlling the bad guy. It's like they flip the script in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only time he's ever, like, actually the antagonist. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Okay, that was an easy one. Okay, here we go. Question number two. Donkey Kong Jr. was so popular in the early 80s that they made a cartoon series based on it. In this series, what was Donkey Kong Jr.'s catchphrase?
God. I have no idea.
Incorrect, Drake. his catchphrase was, Monkey Muscles!
All right.
So... I actually looked it up. You can find full episodes of Donkey Kong Jr. on YouTube.
Of course you can.
It's very like Hanna-Barbera, like Yogi Bear-ish kind of animation. And in the cartoon, Donkey Kong Jr. is looking for his dad, Donkey Kong, who's on the run from Mario and Pauline. And he is aided in his quest by a young greaser named Bones. it's just the weirdest fucking premise. I don't know. I would suggest looking it up, but he says monkey muscles when he like wants to do something cool. I don't know. I was reaching for questions on this one. okay. One for two here, Jerick. One for two. Question number three. The Atari 2600 port of Donkey Kong Jr. is so stripped down, it's almost unplayable. The port of this game, along with another infamous game, may be one of the biggest reasons Nintendo decided to do what?
Nintendo decided to do what?
Yeah. Because of the shittiness of Donkey Kong Jr. on the 2600 and another infamous 2600 game. I was going to tell you the game, but that would give everything away. Is probably the reason Nintendo decided to do what? That they did what? They added something.
They added something.
To their line. Or like...
Like the Nintendo seal of approval or whatever?
You got your coins,
That is correct. Right. I didn't know exactly... The phrasing you were looking for, but I assumed it was something to
the seal of quality. Created the Nintendo seal of quality. The other game being ET, of course, on the 2600. And just revelers and Jurek, all of you should look up gameplay of Donkey Kong Jr. on the Atari 2600. It is it is fucking unrecognizable. I mean. It's recognizable, I guess, but it is a garbage game. Like it looks like ass. Like,
I imagine the 2600 just wasn't capable of.
But even Donkey Kong 1 on the 2600 feels like Donkey Kong. It's not the arcade, obviously, but like it still feels like Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong Jr. is garbage, like, compared to that. I don't know.
I think, lots of ports to that. Like, isn't the, like, Pac-Man on the Atari is, like, supposed to be, like, notoriously just horrible?
It is. It's, everything's super stretched out. I don't know. It's, like, really weird. It's, I don't know. The Pac-Man, the 2600, there's a bunch of shitty games. But, but it's still Pac-Man, though. Like, you know, it's Pac-Man. Like, I would recommend looking up Donkey Kong Jr. 2600 gameplay just to see what I'm talking about. Because it is fucking garbage. Are you doing that right now?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you just grabbed your phone. I thought that's what you were doing. Okay. 2-4-3 this week, Drake. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Donkey Kong Jr. and Donkey Kong 3? Or just Donkey Kong Jr. right now, I guess?
Yeah, I'll just do Donkey Kong Jr. Donkey Kong Jr. was released in 1982 in arcades, and then 1986 it came to the NES in North America. I believe it was 83 in Japan. It's developed, the original arcade version was developed by Nintendo R&D 1, and the NES version by Nintendo R&D 2.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So they, I mean, I guess it was just, they were responsible for, like, porting it to the NES. Published by Nintendo, obviously. The director of the game and, like, level/character designer is Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yes, the man himself.
The composer is Yukio Kaneoka.
Yukio Kaneoka, do we know
what only tell that they...
I don't know.
The name was not clickable, but it referenced them in... while talking about it, that they were brought back from the original Donkey Kong.
So okay.
They did the music or sound effects and whatnot in the original Donkey Kong. Because there's not really music, per se.
Yeah, there's...
in this game.
I mean, there is some jingles, but yeah.
It's like little jingles, little like fanfares when you, you know, complete a level or...
yeah.
The title screen, there's a bit of music, but otherwise it's all just kind of
just sound effects.
Sound effects.
Yeah. So Revelers, we're gonna skip the music this week. The music break. Because it's just not worth it.
Yeah. but yeah, this game is, instead of playing Mario trying to save, you know, Pauline from Donkey Kong, as Earl pointed out in his little three questions. In this game, Mario is the bad guy. He has captured Donkey Kong, and you're playing as Donkey Kong Jr. trying to save your father. So it's similar to the original Donkey Kong, where it's all, each level is just a single screen, and it, you play through four different screens, and then they just kind of repeat.
And I think they are, unlike the... unlike the NES port of the original Donkey Kong, I think all four levels are in this game.
At least they were on the, I can think of the four levels on the original, the version that I used to play back in the day, which I assume is this version.
I'm sure it was the NES version. Yeah, yeah. Because they left out the Pie Factory in most ports of the original Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah. I've only played that when I played the arcade.
Yeah. There's a couple ports that have it, but apparently it took too much memory to put into the carts or something, or they just hadn't figured out how to do it yet, but because it doesn't seem like it would take that much memory, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, this one, all four levels are in it.
Cool.
Or it should be.
But you play them in a weird order. It's like the first time...
you play them in different...
it's like 1 and 4, then it's 1, 2, and 4, then it's 1, 2, 3, and 4, or something
it's
like that.
Yeah, I think I have it written down. Yes, in the U.S. In Japan, it was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every time. Okay.
In the U.S., apparently, it's 1, 4, then 1, 2, 4, then 1, 3, 4, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4 from that point on.
From that point on, right. Which is weird.
Until you hit the kill screen.
The kill screen. Is there a kill screen in the NES versions?
I don't think there is. I guess I don't know if...
I'm not sure if there is.
Versions, I don't think so, but in the arcade version, it's, I believe, level 22.
Yeah, and that's it.
Down.
Something just happened to my...
oh, you have been disconnected from Duke Acorns.
I think my Switch turned off because I didn't... I hadn't pushed a button in a while. Does it do that? I don't think it...
I don't know.
I know, I've never seen it do that before. That's pretty weird. Okay.
Well, theoretically, you should be able to rejoin back up with me.
Well, I should, but now I gotta
quit out of the game. But...
all right, hang on. Wow, that was weird. Okay, well, let's...
did it just kick you? Oh, it just turned off?
It just turned off. The whole system turned off, which is weird. I've been I'm going to go touch my Switch for a second.
Touch it.
Is it too fucking hot or something? Like, I don't know. A weird thing happened with it earlier. Like, I'm a little worried about it right now. I got a weird error message earlier, but I've never had it just turn off like that before, but I really hadn't touched it in a while. So
yeah, and it does turn off on its own.
It does. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, let me get back online here with you. Let's see what can we talk about in the meantime? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Donkey Kong Jr., man.
I'll tell you what, you guys, Revelers and you, Drake, should look up there. Okay. So the Intellivision port, of Donkey Kong, of the original Donkey Kong, I guess, not Donkey Kong Jr. I'm back. The Intellivision
play two player.
Yeah. Let's do
two player game.
Game A. Yep. Look up the covers to the Intellivision port of Donkey Kong, the original Donkey Kong, and then look up the oh my God, what are we doing?
I know. That's why I paused it and was like, oh shit, we didn't take a shot before we start playing.
Jesus. What kind of fucking
we're all over the map here, man.
We are just amateur hour over here.
We got thrown off by you being thrown off.
I know. I was thrown off by my own Switch over there, but let me finish my thought here. Look up the cover of the Intellivision Donkey Kong. It's kind of cool looking. Like Mario almost looks like Thor. he's got like a black mullet going, and like he's
wait, Donkey Kong Jr.
No, just Donkey Kong. And he's like holding the hammer like Mjolnir. I don't know. It's like it's crazy. But then look up the the Spanish version of Donkey Kong 1. Look up the cover for the Atari 2600. And tell me if you would ever even think that had anything to do with the Donkey Kong we know and love.
Wait, the span. Okay, so I'm seeing the Donkey Kong in television, and yeah, like that's such a weird rendition of it Mario.
And like Donkey Kong is like the beast. Like he's like,
yeah. Just like charging at him.
Yeah.
And wait, what now? Donkey Kong, the Spanish?
The Spanish cover of the 2600 version, Atari 2600. I think that one. Look up the Spanish cover. It is, it is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like you would never even know that it was fucking Donkey Kong. It's got like a clown.
Oh, this clown. What is happening here? Yeah. Who are any of these people? Why is it this? It's like a weird two-faced clown. It's got two mouths and two noses facing different directions.
I know. I think it's like supposed to be turning around really fast or something.
Okay. But then like weird monsters that aren't in the game
and are definitely not Donkey Kong. Like, yeah, it's just like, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Look up the Spanish Atari 2600, Donkey Kong cover. Yeah. It's crazy.
Fucking weird, man.
Fucking weird. Anyway, we better take a drink before we play this game. And Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Uh-oh. Earl's dying.
Woo! That one hit the back of my throat funny. Sorry about that, Revelers. I coughed. Wow. Okay. Wow. I haven't coughed from a shot in a long time. It's been a long time. Maybe I got coronavirus. I don't know. Okay, Drake, you've started it up here.
I have. Earl's dying. So I'll just keep playing here while he dies. I'm climbing some vines as DK Jr. So I don't remember. Oh, Earl doesn't have his headset on, so he can't hear me.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, I had to take my headset
off. Boom! Beat the first level.
You're crushing it right now. Holy crap!
I played this game a lot.
I do not know what just happened to me.
Like you're struggling, man.
I am. Like something. I don't know. Yikes. Like hit the back of my throat weird. Wow. It's amateur hour tonight here, Drake. I don't know what's going on. Oh, no.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you can't fall damage.
I know. You can't fall hardly at all in this game.
From what I... Oh, it's my turn. Cool.
It goes to you now. And you play until you die, and then...
Oh, are you kidding me? I thought he was all the way down. I got hit by the first alligator. The second alligator, maybe, but... Yeah. But from what I understand, you can't fall higher than you can jump. And that's how they decide if you die or not. So
yeah, it's the falling is sometimes kind of brutal.
Yeah. Oh, hit by the egg.
That part is so tricky because the egg always just gets in your way.
Isn't there
these birds come flying by with eggs?
Isn't there a trick to that one? I don't know. Okay, here we go. Now we're cooking with juice.
Yeah, man. Now you're cruising. And yeah, you climb up vines faster.
With two hands.
With two hands.
Or you go two down. Vines.
Yeah, you go down faster on one.
Will he go up?
No, he will not go up.
Okay.
But he will go down. Yeah, I think you got to wait until now. Now go. Now look out for this guy.
Yep.
Nice.
We've done it. Okay.
Sweet. So the red little chomper guys just kind of go up and down on vines.
They go up and down. The blue ones just drop. Right?
They just drop. Yep. And now this one doesn't have any chomp. Oh, you see, you nailed that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh!
Oh, but then you did that.
Okay. I just fell off.
Yeah, you gotta wait until it gets all the way over to the... See that? I can just never make that.
I think you gotta jump and not fall on it.
Yeah.
You gotta jump onto it. On the spring. There's a spring, Revelers.
Right. I hate those springs.
We're in the... What is this level called? Like the conveyor belt level or... Oh, you made it. Holy shit. I didn't think you were going
to
make it.
I was close. I wasn't sure if I was going to either.
Ooh. That was also going back up. You did it. Oh my God. You can do this, Drake.
All right. Now I just got to not get hit by
birds.
Fucking birds.
Fucking birds. As we learned last week, Earl hates birds. Hate fucking birds. Fucking hate birds.
We did learn that last week. That was new information to me. I've known you for... Oh, my God.
You didn't know that I hated birds?
I guess not.
I don't know. I keep that...
For a very long time. I didn't know that.
I know. I just keep that to myself. Holy shit. I don't know if I've ever played this level. I'm sure I have, but...
I'm sure you have.
It's a weird electric level.
There's these orange guys that go just around in circles.
Stars
that Mario's shooting down these sparkly star things.
Yikes.
That's probably a fucking game over for me. Yep.
Game over? Already?
Bullshit. I can beat this game many times over.
Here we go.
I just kept dying on this second stage. See, that's what I was afraid of. Like, anytime I try to get up on that little... You can't jump up on it now. But no, the eggs don't fall all the way down.
They don't. Okay. That's good to know. No! Whatever.
The timing on that jump is so brutal.
And actually, I think we're playing a different version of this game because this is the second level, right?
Yeah, I think that's only in the arcade version that it goes that weird order.
Oh,
at least every time I've played this game on NES, it definitely goes the order that it's been. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, maybe that was the arcade I was reading about then. I don't know.
I think that's what I was reading as well.
Okay, this game is fun though. I don't know. I really like these games. They're just so simple but still challenging and engaging. You know, I don't know.
Like, oh yeah.
Like, you want to get that high score, you know? A lot of games, especially on the NES, had a score, like Mario 1, but for no reason, you know? Like,
right.
You know, like, nothing
like happened. I never pay attention to scores in games like this, even.
Well, this game,
I just kind of play and try to get as far as I can. Like, I don't necessarily go for getting all the fruits and...
Well, but if you get all the fruits, then you get the high score. I mean, that's the point, is getting the high score.
I guess. The point to me is just
getting
playing through the
it.
Game and
okay,
just getting
okay.
through it.
That's fair. Oh my god. Oh, what? I did not think you were gonna make
it. You have to time it like just right.
Wow, that's like crazy. That's a crazy jump.
And now I couldn't make it on
You couldn't make it on that thing. Now you can. Yes. Okay. Do they only drop eggs when they
Only the low ones do.
Oh, only the low ones do. That's good to know. And it seems like they only drop them when they turn that corner.
Yep.
How did you know that one was going to go low, or did you just guess?
It goes back and forth.
Oh, it does? Every time?
Yeah, it alternates.
Oh, wow. Okay. I have not been paying that close of attention. Wow. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do this one now without dying once. So that'll be good.
I feel like I'm just sucking it up here. I used to be so good at this game.
Well, you're just out of practice, you know?
Yeah, I have not played it much.
It's okay. I'm going to get that. Fruit it up. Oh, I thought I was too
poor, man. Run for it.
There we go. Nice. We've done it. All right. Okay, so now...
a little fanfare there when you beat the level.
Oh, and now I'm dead. Oh, okay.
Nope. Yeah, see, sometimes you jump up really high, and then you just hit that platform, and then you just fall in the crack to your
right.
death. So I just, like, never go for it. I'm not consistent enough.
Oh, my...
Oh my God. You gotta be careful, man.
I seriously did not think I was gonna make that. I gotta
wait for it to get close enough to here. There you go.
Okay.
And now, yeah, like I said, it'll alternate high,
it
low.
Alternates. So that was high, so this one will be low.
That was high. Here comes a low. Now get down a little bit. Now just go all the way over. Oh, look out for this one. Okay.
What is that thing down there? That's just the conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt controlling that now.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that was there. Okay, I beat level two.
Right, now you're to Electric
World. Woo! Electric World. Sweet. Okay, here we go. I don't know if I've ever played this one.
So yeah, these blue star things, now it's going to drop down. Yeah, that's what Mario's shooting out, these little electric star things. But these other orange things just come.
Whew. I almost did exactly what you did. Look at how fast that one's going. What is that about?
Yep, that one you really got to time it just right and go over right after he passes you. But now you're going to want to wait because this blue star is coming.
Not today. I beat it. Boom! Right. That's how it's done. Level. I missed an apple, though. I wish I would have gotten
the apple. I think you're going to be okay.
I like to get all the stuff. I'm a collector, you know, Drake. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look out. Yeah, they go back and forth.
You go up faster if you're holding two, but holding down two. Faster if you're holding one.
Yep.
Which is weird. Okay.
Yeah, now this one, you got to put these locks.
Yeah, you got to put
place.
The
keys into the locks. While the birds come swinging down, and there's these chomper guys.
Only a couple chompers, though.
Yeah, but they go back and forth, and they pick different areas.
God. The birds are so scary. Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. Let's do this.
All the way up.
Yes!
We got it. Nice.
Okay, 1 through 4. We did it. And here comes Donkey Kong. We've saved him.
Well, you catch him.
Okay, so are we to understand that Donkey Kong Jr. here is, and I just keep going, I guess. Okay.
Yep. I believe Donkey Kong Jr.
is the current Donkey Kong, right?
Is Donkey Kong from Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, which he's like the current Donkey Kong.
And the Donkey Kong in these games is Cranky Kong.
But apparently what I was reading today is there's a little bit of confusion. People aren't sure if Cranky Kong is, oh my God, I thought I was dead. If Cranky is Donkey Kong's grandfather or father. Oops. Oh, I missed
that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so if he's Donkey Kong's grandfather, then who is, who is Donkey Kong? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, where is Donkey Kong in all of this? Or Donkey Kong Jr., either one. If this is if Donkey Kong in these games is the Donkey Kong we know now, you know, then where's Donkey Kong Jr.? But if that's Donkey Kong Jr. and Cranky is Donkey's grandfather, then where's the father? You know, like, who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because they've never been super clear about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish they were more clear. Because that's good lore. That's fun lore for people to know. You know, like Donkey and Cranky were both in games. And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They've never, they've as never far as I know, yeah, them. They've never really clarified.
But maybe it doesn't matter. you know, it obviously doesn't
matter. I mean, I don't think it really matters, but...
But people like to know the lore.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's always been speculation that...
Yeah.
You know, Donkey Kong Jr. is Donkey Kong from Donkey Kong Country, and...
Yeah.
And just, even just current, you know...
Current Donkey
Kong. Donkey Kong iterations.
Yeah. And then Donkey... Because it's like Donkey Kong Jr. all grown up, you know? He's just Donkey Kong now. But he's still Donkey Kong Jr., I guess, you know? Like, that's his given name.
Right. My name is Donkey Kong.
What is that you're singing?
What is it? That nerd band that you...
Oh, Starbomb. Starbomb, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Donkey Kong song.
Donkey Kong Jr. song.
Yeah. That's actually one of my least favorite ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always find it kind
of
funny.
I mean, it's funny, but I don't know. I like some of the others. Revelers, if you haven't listened to Starbomb, check out Starbomb. They're a band, a comedy band that like makes hilarious songs about video games, and they are quite hilarious.
They are.
I don't know. Just all the good stuff, like how hard Dark Souls is, and how Smash,
the hardest game in the world,
and now Smash is just playing a game to beat up your friends, which is totally true. Oh my God, Drake, that was master control. You dodged that.
You got to take some
alligator
risk.
Masterfully. We should probably play some Donkey Kong 3 here.
I know, we probably should. I just wanted to at least make it through.
All right, you made it
through
all four
levels myself too.
I think we should we should quit this.
We both made it through all four levels.
We did.
Oh, there it is.
And now the original Donkey Kong 3. This game is silly AF. Donkey Kong doesn't even look like Donkey Kong. I mean, he sort of does. He looks like an ape. But, like, we got fucking Stanley the Bug Man, which I would love...
Hey, I'll get to it.
Oh, yeah.
I got to give some information.
That's right. That's right. My bad. Actually, now we're down the pipe. Now you can give the information.
All right. So Donkey Kong 3 was released in 1983 in arcades and 86 on the NES in North America. Developed by Nintendo R&D1 and published by Nintendo, obviously.
Yep.
Once again, the director is Shigeru Miyamoto. Yep. But the composer, I don't know if there's more music in this. I think it's
the same deal. Jingles, but mostly not, you know?
Yeah. But in this one, the composer is actually Hirokazu Tanaka.
Hirokazu Tanaka. I feel like we know that name.
We do. As far as the games I have listed that he did, we played Duck Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Played Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, we did one episode of Lycan Games.
Of Lycan Games,
yeah. Like so Duck Hunt and Duck Hunt. Hogan's Alley or something.
Yeah. Duck Hunt, Balloon Fight, Metroid, Kid Icarus, like a bunch of big games from the time on NES. And he also apparently did some music for select episodes of the Pokemon TV show.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as Earl kind of mentioned, you play as Stanley the Bugman.
Stanley the Bugman. You're trying to get him to get this crazy ape out of your greenhouse.
Yeah, this ape. Donkey Kong has come in and invaded your greenhouse. It calls him a bug man, but isn't he more? He's like a plant man.
Well, he's a plant man, but
and he's trying to keep bugs away from his plants.
Yeah. So these bugs, there's loads of bugs on the screen, and they want to get the flowers at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And you want to protect the flowers from the bugs while also driving off Donkey Kong
with your poison bug gun.
Yeah, thing. It's like your pesticide, you know? Like,
yeah, your bug spray.
Your bug spray, yeah.
And you blast.
And the reason the bugs are mad is because Donkey Kong pounds on the beehives.
Yeah.
And lets them loose.
Which apparently produces all sorts of different
bugs. Flies and bees.
And then there's caterpillars or something coming in with giant teeth, it looks like. I don't know. This game makes no sense.
It doesn't, but it is fun. I had this game growing up.
See, this game I've played maybe twice in my life
at
arcades.
Okay. I actually got a lot of enjoyment out of this game, but only because I had it. You know, like it was just one of those games that I had. So I've always known about Donkey Kong 3. I didn't realize it was such a, you know, black sheep in the Donkey Kong
family. I feel like I didn't even know there was a Donkey Kong 3 until well into my adult life.
Right. Just blast them. Oh, I thought you were playing.
No, I'm not playing.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
You are playing. I think you started the game. You pressed start or something. Oh. I don't know. You're playing for sure.
I am playing now, but I didn't realize I was playing.
Did you put us on two player? You did.
Oh, apparently.
All right. Good job, Jarek. You accidentally did right.
I accidentally apparently started playing this game. I don't know what's happening. If we both died multiple times or they're stealing your plants, man.
It's okay. I got them.
Oh, got them.
You don't really worry about the plants. Just drive Donkey Kong up the thing. I mean, I think you get more
up the vine.
I think if you, like, you know, you get more points if no flowers get destroyed, but.
Right. Oh, geez. He's just like.
Yeah. That's because I got the special bug spray now, which is way stronger. I got that on the first level. And really, you just fucking, like, get them.
Like, I guess. Geez.
I don't know. This is what I used to do.
Plays way different than I thought.
It does, but. Like, eventually it's going to get really hard. Like, this is just the first round or whatever, you know? Like, and now I have
you're in, like, essentially the same level, but...
And now...
Oh, but you have to go over slightly to get up
there. So now it's, like, a little different. Oh, God. Oh!
You died.
They can hit you while holding the flowers. That's so stupid. I'm mad at Donkey Kong 3 right now. See, like, keep driving them up and you'll get that good spray up there. Yeah, now go down and get it. No. Oh,
I couldn't. There were fucking bugs in my way, man.
I know. You got to not let the bugs hit you.
I hate bugs.
Like, I hate birds or a little bit less than that?
Probably less. I don't really hate bugs.
Oh, this is me. Jesus Christ.
This is you. Abby hates bugs, and I'm the resident bug killer in the house.
Oh,
sometimes
I
come home and there's bugs trapped under cups.
I see why. Okay. I was like, I kept jumping, but
you
jump
by pressing up.
You jump by pressing up. Holy shit. That was, I don't remember that, but here we are.
Yeah. A and B both do the same thing.
They
otherwise.
Both do your blaster. Okay. Yep. Now go down and get that. Yep. You're going to want that. Yes. Get them. Nice.
All right. There we go.
They only got one flower. So,
and sometimes now I guess you just got to kind of sacrifice a flower.
Yep. And now just fucking blast them. Get up to that top level though right away.
Right.
This one's kind of easy if you can.
This one seems like he's gone before a single bug even drops.
It's the second level and the ropes are way smaller than some of the other ones. Like he doesn't have to go as high. I don't know.
He just goes up and he gets a beehive on his head.
I do like this game a lot though. It's fun. It is hard though. It eventually gets like impossible, you know? Like it's NES hard for sure, but is that it? Did you do is that the third level?
I think it repeated back to the first level here, and now it's going to give me...
The fourth level.
The one where you can't just jump all the way up in the middle. You got to go
slightly to the up side. And around. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. If you press down, you'll fall back through.
Yeah, but I don't want to go down.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to because the bugs are there, you know?
No retreat.
No retreat. No justice, no peace.
That too.
Oh, my God.
No. What is the Galaxy Quest thing? No something, no surrender.
What is it? I'm gonna look it up. I'm going to look it up right now. Let's do another round of Donkey Kong 3, like one more, and then be done with it. Like, I don't, there's not much to say about Donkey Kong 3. kind of want to start a petition to get Stanley the Bugman in Smash, but I think I might be the only.
Whatever happened to Stanley the Bugman?
This is the only game he appears in, but he's in like a mainline Nintendo game, you know? Like, I don't know. Yeah. This is fucking Donkey Kong 3. I can't remember what I was looking up.
Galaxy Quest.
Oh yeah. Galaxy Quest, never give up, never surrender. Never
surrender. Yep. That's it.
Yep. Cool.
Okay, I think this might be you that's playing.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I in the... Did I get a game over? Don't hold up, Earl. What are you doing? Oh, my God. Ah!
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Not holding up is impossible.
Sometimes you gotta hold up, man.
I know. There we go. Now we got the fucking juice. Right,
now you got this.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, they still got a flower, though. God, those tricky bugs.
Well, I guess should we talk a little bit about PlayStation 5's reveal?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's you talk about it, because I didn't watch it. I just...
Oh, you didn't watch it? You just read...
Yeah, I actually totally forgot it was on.
Yeah, I am not... I mean...
So they revealed it, right?
They revealed... They officially showed, you know, a bunch of games, and they showed the console. The controller we've seen for a while.
Oh, we knew about that. Okay, I saw the controller
a while ago.
Does the controller not have sticks?
Sticks. It's got two sticks.
Oh, it does. Okay.
PlayStation sticks.
I wasn't sure. For some reason, like, I saw a picture of the controller. Ugh. And it seemed like there was no sticks. There was just buttons and a pad to touch.
Oh, no. There's definitely sticks.
Okay. I guess I don't know what I was looking at. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I was looking at the right thing. Like I don't know, but it was, cause it's like a white, it's white.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all white
and blue, like white and blue or something.
Yeah. It even looks like the console kind of glows blue around edges of it or something. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the console.
What did you say earlier that it, somebody said it looks
like how a 10-year-old in 1997 would have designed a console for the future.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. I don't know, and I'm a little disappointed that they didn't give a release date or a price point. You know, not even...
I think, like I said to you earlier, I think Microsoft and Sony are both trying to wait the other one out on price points or something, even though they have to have an idea, like... it in their mind already, because they need to know how they can make money off of it.
Yeah. Like, they know what they're going to charge for it, you know? Although...
But one of them can be like, well, we can take a little bit of a loss and we'll cut it $50 cheaper than the competitor, and we'll lose a little bit of money for a while, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not super sold on it. The games they showed,
I mean,
there were a couple that look cool to me.
New Spider-Man, right? Like, I thought it looked cool, but I guess it's not the coolness that I thought it was.
I don't think it's a full length Spider-Man game. It's like,
really?
Interstitial standalone.
Okay.
I think it's too soon for it to have been developed in time.
I see. Yeah. But it's Miles Morales, which is cool, you know, like, I like
which
Miles.
Which is what, I mean, I guess, spoilers, if you are playing Spider-Man, you never finished Spider-Man.
Oh, I never finished it, no.
It ends with that.
Miles
gets bit, because Miles is in it.
Yeah.
But he's not, he doesn't have powers or anything.
Right.
And then it ends with that kind of happening, and Peter finding out about it, and kind of encouraging him, and kind of being like, you know, well, it definitely hints that the sequel to it was going to be Miles.
I see. Okay.
But I just don't know that this is the full sequel.
They've not fully released
all the information on it.
All right. Well, I think it looks cool. I don't know. Are they going to expect us to pay $650 for this thing? Like,
I don't know if it'll be that much, but I do not think it would be out of the question for it to be $500.
$500? Well, how much was the PS4 when it first came out? $500, right?
$399.
Oh, $400. Okay. I thought it was $5. No, the PS4 was $550. Wasn't something $550? When it first came out,
I don't think so.
I think PS4.
I think the Xbox when it first came out was $499, I want to say, and the PlayStation 4 was $399, I think. Wow. There was probably a bundle with extra stuff that made it $450 or something.
Okay,
when it first released.
Yeah, you're right.
Or maybe the PS4 Pro.
$400 for the PS4 on launch. What is the other one called? Xbox One?
Xbox One, I want to say it was $499.
It was $500. Yeah,
yep. Okay. I think that played largely into why PS4.
Oh no,
sold so many more.
Yeah,
$100 cheaper.
Okay,
and they're just their messaging right from the beginning was just better.
Right. All right. Well, that's still I don't know. I don't know if I'll get a PS5, but
yeah, these consoles are both supposed to be pretty beastly.
Well, yeah, I mean they're going to be beastly, but like. But is it worth it? You know, like, honestly, like, Nintendo has crushed it with a $300 console that's not nearly as powerful as either of these things. But if those other things didn't exist, would Nintendo still be doing as well? You know, like, I don't know. But, I don't know. The PS5, you know, I didn't get a PS4 until, what, a year ago or something? Two now? Maybe? Right. But, like...
I didn't get a PS4 until a year or two, I think, into its life.
Oh, really? I thought you had one right away.
No, I got the Xbox One day one.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know that I'll get either of them.
Day one this time.
I mean, Xbox One, and that was the first time I've ever bought a console.
Day one. I would have loved to buy a Switch day one, but at the time I did not have the money to do that. But things have changed.
But we'll see. It'll all be about games that they show, and so far neither company has really showed anything that
looks super good. What isn't there a God of War or something? Or no, it's not God of War. What was that? Oh, that was Xbox. The one with the face paint, the girl with the face paint on, she looks like God of War. It looks like she looks like a barbarian. I have no idea what the game is. Never mind. Don't worry about what I'm talking about. It's garbage. but Drick, I think we better move on to final shots for final thoughts. What do you think?
Yes, indeed.
Let's do it. So revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh, that one was way better than the last one. That didn't last one didn't almost kill me. It like hit the back of my throat really funny. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, just swallowed it weird.
Okay, Drake, Donkey Kong Jr. Donkey Kong Jr. How many of Donkey Kong Jr.'s t-shirts out of 10 do you give?
He does wear a t-shirt.
Or maybe they're a tank top. Actually,
I think it's more of a tank top.
All right, how many Donkey Kong Jr. tank tops out of 10 do you give Donkey Kong Jr.? For the NES.
I'm going to give Donkey Kong Jr. a solid 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
I love this game.
I think I would agree.
I'm not going to give it a perfect 10 out of 10 because I'm going to reserve that for the real special games. But
I mean, Donkey Kong Jr. is a pretty special game. Oh, but,
indeed. But I mean, 9 out of 10 is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing to...
Nothing to balk at.
It's something to write home about, that's for sure.
Indeed. this game is fantastic. It controls excellent. I think maybe...
It is a really good port of the arcade. It's not arcade perfect, but it is a fairly great port of it. You know, like...
Controls fantastic. One of my complaints, my one like only complaint with it has always been the fall damage aspect that even in the demo screen it kind of shows on the very first screen. When you go all the way to the right, there's three vines that are like the same length and there's one that's just slightly shorter that you can't jump to. But if you fall from that one, even though it's like one pixel shorter,
you know,
you
like
fall from that one and you die. If you fall from the one right next to it, you're fine.
Yeah, it's super specific, you know, like basically you just
you learn very quickly how far you can fall, but it's sometimes it's kind of frustrating.
I'm also now really looking at the cover of Donkey Kong Jr. for the first time, and he looks really weird on the cover.
He does.
He looks his
nose looks really big and weird and like long.
Yeah, like I can't tell what he looks like. I don't know what he looks like, but he doesn't look like Donkey Kong, that's for sure.
Right.
Or Donkey Kong Jr., I don't know. But yeah, Donkey Kong Jr., I think I'm going to actually give it an 8.5. I don't quite love it as much as you do, but it is still a great fucking game.
Yeah. This one, yeah, I played, I had the, there was a cart with both Donkey Kong Classics.
Yep.
And I definitely played way more Donkey Kong Jr. than I played
regular Donkey Kong. Okay. I love the regular Donkey Kong, and I always have, and I love, like, I have, like, I don't know, 10 hours or something, which is not that much, but for Donkey Kong, I feel like it's a lot, you know, like, 10 hours in the Arcade Archives version of Donkey Kong. love it, love it. But, okay, how about,
I just want to say, for the record, we played Donkey Kong Jr. on episode 2 in Donkey Kong Classics.
Awesome. We were
didn't
like,
even realize until right now. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, because that's the one we played on episode 2.
We played Donkey Kong Classics. We didn't play just Donkey Kong.
No, we played, right. And we definitely played both of them, because the description is Earl and Jerk Dodge, Donkey Kong's Whiskey Barrels, and Mario's Tiny Alligators.
Oh, okay.
In Donkey Kong Classics.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, we revisited it. You know, like, now it's time. We're 200 episodes in. Now it's time to start revisiting games. Like, because those first ones, we didn't know what we were doing. The episodes are garbage.
Yeah.
You know, we sound like we were talking about this earlier, me and Jerk, where, like, we sound like we're on NPR or something, you know? Like,
basically.
It's just like, oh, hello, we're here to do a podcast, and we don't really know what we're doing, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know.
To put you directly to sleep.
Directly to sleep, yeah.
Here's some white noise.
Yeah, here's some white noise. But Revelers, thanks for bearing with us. Like, if you've been with us since the beginning, you know.
If there's anybody who's been here from the beginning.
Right, right. I don't know.
I don't know how you did that.
Me neither, but... right, because those episodes are fucking garbage. I should just take them off the internet.
If you're a new Reveler, don't go back.
Don't go back to those. I would start with, like, 20 or something. Like, episode 20, like, maybe 30. I don't know. Like, in there. Like, it took us a little bit to, like, you know, get going, but...
We gotta find our groove, man.
Yeah, we gotta find our groove.
Earl and Jerk, get their groove back.
That's fucking right. Anyway, Donkey Kong Jr., we've already played it, so we've already rated it. I wonder what we rated it in that one. We should go back and listen, but...
I'm sure I said the same thing, that Donkey Kong Jr. is a great game. I've always loved it.
I also don't know if we even were doing ratings then. You know, that was the second episode.
Yeah,
we didn't have any segments.
I have no idea.
I'm sure we didn't do 3 questions, you know? Like, I don't
know.
We didn't have music. Well, we didn't do music in this one either, but I don't know.
There is no music.
Yeah. Well, okay, how about Donkey Kong 3? Let's see. How many bug sprays out of 10 would you give Donkey Kong 3? That one's a little different.
Donkey Kong 3 is way different. Gosh, I don't know, man.
Well,
I'm going to give Donkey Kong 3 like a 6.5.
6.5, okay. I have the rose-tinted glasses on a little bit because I have some nostalgia for it. I had it growing up. I was going to give it a 7 because I know it's not the greatest, but it's also kind of great. You know, like I remember having lots of fun as a kid playing Donkey Kong 3, you know, trying to get Donkey Kong up the fucking ladder by blasting him in the ass with your fucking your bug spray.
It's just so weird. And I don't get it.
I don't
it's
either. Also,
jumping up and then just, yeah. Blasting your bug spray thing.
Yeah, my main complaint about Donkey Kong 3 is that up is jump. Like, they should have had, like, B should be your weapon and A should be jump, you know?
Right,
like,
I don't understand why A and B both
do the same thing. And up is jump, that's counterintuitive. Especially for how the other Donkey Kongs worked, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Donkey Kong 3...
It just seemed like they really wanted to make something completely different from the other two, almost, but still just kind of a single screen, you know, arcade game. I don't know.
I would say, like, I'm surprised that Nintendo has literally done absolutely nothing with Stanley the Bugman. Like, absolutely nothing. He is only in Donkey Kong 3. Like, he's a good character, you know? I don't know. Like, well, they could have made him a good character, but they didn't. They chose not to. And,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I feel like there could have been a good, like, N64 game starring Stanley the Bugman. You know, that wasn't Donkey Kong, but, like, you know, Stanley went around and fucking picked flowers or, you know, killed bugs on his flowers or whatever he did. I don't know. But but Stanley the Bugman seems like a missed opportunity for Nintendo. Like, they had a guy right there, and they just did nothing with him. I don't know. I'm going to write I'm going to start a petition for Stanley the Bugman in Smash. I don't know if I want him as a playable character, but maybe maybe just like an assist trophy or something, you know? I don't know. That would be a good little reference. But Drick, what did other people think about either of these games, Donkey Kong Jr. or Donkey Kong 3?
Hang on, sorry. I was reading the wiki. I clicked on the name Donkey Kong Jr. in the Wikipedia article to see
kind where of it directed you.
What, yeah, and it says that, like, according to Rare, the developers of Donkey Kong Country, there are multiple Donkey Kongs. Shortly before the release of Donkey Kong 64 in 1999, Lee Loveday claimed that, as far as he knew, the modern one who appears in Donkey Kong Country Onward is theoretically a grown-up version of Junior himself.
Okay. Which I feel like that's generally the accepted lore, is that the Donkey Kong from Donkey Kong Country on is Donkey Kong Jr. and Cranky Kong is actually the original Donkey Kong.
Yeah, you know? But it's hard to say, because then it also says, however, the Donkey Kong Country manual, as well as like Donkey Kong Land, Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Kong Quest, stated that Cranky is the original Donkey Kong and is the grandfather of the game's title or
titular character.
Titular character.
I don't even know what you're reading. I'm just assuming that's what the word
means. Yes. So it almost like those two statements then contradict themselves, and that Donkey Kong Jr. has disappeared, and that Donkey Kong in this is, well, Cranky Kong, the grandfather of Donkey Kong.
Grandfather of Donkey Kong. So what that is saying is that the Donkey Kong in the original Donkey Kong is still the Donkey Kong that we know today. Right? Correct. And his grandfather is Cranky Kong.
So Junior, Donkey Kong Junior is the current Donkey Kong's father. And you just never see him again after this game.
Right. Like, where is he? He's got to be somewhere.
He's apparently just gone.
Maybe he turned into Funky Kong.
Maybe.
And now he's just a super cool guy who fucking flies
around.
I'm going
to go with that.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with Donkey Kong Jr. is Funky Kong now. Because
Donkey
you can't
Kong
be...
Donkey Kong Jr. became Funky Kong.
Because, I mean, you know, people grow up and they... You know,
and they get funky.
And they get funky, y'all. Yeah. The Donkey Kong lore is a little messy, but
yeah,
but that's to be expected, because really, you know, there wasn't much lore until Donkey Kong Country, you know, like, like in those first games, there's no lore to begin with. It's just, you're just monkeys, you know, jumping over barrels or you're actually a guy jumping over barrels.
Yeah.
The only one where you control
Donkey Kong's the bad guy.
Donkey Kong Jr. is the only one where you actually control the monkey, you know?
True. Gorilla.
Gorilla, my bad. Also, I think I'm sure we touched on this in the episode 2. But
right.
But he's Donkey Kong because Miyamoto didn't know English that well, and he thought that donkey was this, which it kind of is, but he thought donkey was the same as ass. And or like stupid, because he was just using a translation dictionary. So he thought that Kong, because of King Kong, he thought that Kong meant gorilla. So he thought that Donkey Kong to Americans would mean stupid gorilla. But it doesn't, you know, at all.
Sure. So, doesn't. No. The name makes no sense.
And in fact, like I read a thing today that said like Nintendo actually laughed at him when he when he pitched the name Donkey Kong. But obviously
they would have told him, and
they let it stick. I don't know.
I mean, they also got sued by like Universal. I mean, they won,
but
the rights to keep the name Donkey Kong,
because, although they don't have the rights to their own ROM for Donkey Kong. it's this whole mess. Donkey Kong is a mess. As far as the original arcade version of Donkey Kong goes, I would read up on it, Revelers, if you want to. It's very interesting, but we can't go into it here. But it's like, who actually owns the rights to the ROM of Donkey Kong, like the board, the way it works, is up in the air. You know, it could be Nintendo, but it could also be this other company. I don't know. It's very weird.
Weird.
Yeah. What else you got, Jerry?
I don't know. Other people seem to like the game. There's no, the Wikipedia doesn't really have anything as far as official reviews.
Yeah, I mean, it's Donkey Kong Jr., which was a huge hit in the arcade and all the ports. And Donkey Kong 3 was not the hit that the others were, but Donkey Kong Jr. Wasn't even the hit that Donkey Kong was, but it was close. But I don't know. I actually read a cool thing about the original Donkey Kong in that, probably that same article I would just reference, but where like they made a game called Radar Scope, which was a Space Invaders clone, and it just flopped completely in the U.S. And then Miyamoto made Donkey Kong, so they converted all of the Radar Scope cabinets into Donkey Kong. I lost my train of thought. What the fuck was I talking about, Trick? I don't know.
Radar Scope. I think we actually,
I'm sure
all sounds familiar.
It does. I think we touched on this 4 years ago when we started this podcast, but,
if I had my original notebook.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know.
I remember what I was saying, but they turned one Radar Scope cabinet into Donkey Kong, and they put it out in Japan. And the first day, it made $30 in quarters. The second day, it broke down because too many quarters were put in the machine. and then after that, they started pumping them out. You know, like,
right.
I thought that was a cool little anecdote. You know, like, but yeah, Donkey Kong. I don't know. Good, fun stuff. Yeah. Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong 3. I love Donkey Kong 3. I don't know. It holds a special place in my heart.
The Donkey Kong 3.
I don't know. I like it because I'm nostalgic for it. But
right.
I think if I didn't have it growing up, I would not like it as much. But that's not the case. So, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about either of these games, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do email us, tweet us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. We didn't really have a discussion question tonight, but that's okay.
We talked about
lots of other stuff.
PS5 and stuff a bit.
Yeah.
I did have some poorly described video games that I thought of earlier.
Oh, well, we'll do them next week.
I kind of forgot about them. And
that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. We'll do them next week. Yeah. Oh, I'm streaming these days, so check out twitch.tv/DukeAcorns. I don't know. It's been kind of fun. Streaming is new to me, and I don't know. It's probably boring for everybody else watching, but I don't know. It's.
I try to watch if I'm not doing something else.
I know, but like
that you're on there.
I don't expect you to watch, Drake. You know, like I don't. Thank you. I thank you for doing that, but. I don't know. It's cool. It is fun to have a friend there, you know, someone to talk to. But it's also weird streaming. Like, you're typing in a chat and I'm just responding regularly.
Talking.
Yeah. So, like, that takes a little getting used to. But, and there's a weird delay, too. It's not, there's like a probably a 5 second delay from what I'm actually doing to what is streaming, you know? I don't know. I'm learning the ropes of streaming, which is cool, but
Right.
So yeah, check it out. twitch.tv/DukeAcorns. Anyway, I think that's about it.
Indeed.
You want to take us out, Jared?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Harambes.
Game on, Harambes. And always, dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for
Harambe.
Peace, revelers.
If anyone finds our podcast in a few years, they're going to be like, who the fuck is Harambe?
Harambe, what the fuck?